mother has a favorite story. She tells it every year when we gather as a family for Passover, and it's about a man named Isidore Rabi, who won the Nobel Prize in Physics many years ago. He was asked, "How come you became a scientist?" And he credited his mother, so I get why my mom likes the story. But then he went on to say, when his friends came home from school, their mothers would ask, "So, did you learn something new today?" But not his mother. She would ask, "Izzy, did you ask a good question today?" This podcast is about one big question. What makes for a mentally healthy society? In search for answers, we're going to look far and wide. We're going to think about healthcare, but also beyond healthcare. We're going to think about what psychiatry has to teach, but also what psychiatry might stand to learn from other disciplines like global health, history, anthropology, sociology. We're going to learn from the health impact of big trends like social media, the pandemic, and climate change. And we're going to think about how health connects to our place in society, our identities, our cultures, and the conditions in which we live. This is Psychiatry and Society, and I'm your host, Ruben Hendler. I'm finishing up residency training in psychiatry, and this podcast is going to bring together multiple perspectives to address some of the thorniest questions that have been gnawing at me over the course of my training. Like, when only half of Americans with mental health problems are getting any kind of professional help, what kind of radical changes to our healthcare system might be able to close the gap? Are some societies mentally healthier than others? How would we even be able to measure that? And what do we even mean when we're talking about mental health? Psychiatry has made some pretty big mistakes in the past, like considering homosexuality a disorder. How can we be sure now that we're not pathologizing people for bucking social convention? And how can we tell when it's an individual who's ill and when it's society? In each episode, I'll bring you a conversation with some of the wisest, most insightful people I've come across in training. My goal is to make these conversations timely and relevant and intriguing, and for you to come away from each episode with new perspective on what we can do in healthcare and beyond to support the mental health of the communities where we live and serve. This is a podcast for anyone who cares about mental health, for clinicians, social workers, psychotherapists, counselors, psychiatrist peers, but also for policymakers, entrepreneurs, activists, teachers, artists, family members, and individuals with our own experiences around mental health. That being said, with more than enough to explore, what we're not going to do is provide medical advice or professional advice. And the ideas discussed will be those of the individuals on the podcast and not the institutions where they work, in my case, Mass General and McLean Hospitals and Harvard Medical School. As we get going, I want to thank my mentor, Dr. Joe Stokloza, for helping me find my voice and for teaching the value of seeing multiple perspectives. I want to shout out Raise Your Voice Labs, which makes multiple perspectives sound great together, for our theme music. And we have to thank for our logo, the talented and thoughtful Alex Kuhn. So please subscribe and share your voice. I'll welcome your feedback and your big questions at psychsocietypodcast@gmail.com.